Against the backdrop of mounting calls for equal public transport access, a crowd of people stretched outside Redfern Station in protest for more disability access.
Equal transportation!
There are 965 train stations across Australia, and only one in four can be accessed by wheelchair without help. Redfern Station is one of Sydney's oldest train stations and in 1999 was added to the New South Wales State Heritage Register. It has 12 platforms in total and just one lift, which is on Platform 6 and 7. The lift was announced in 2013 by the then Transport Minister Gladys Berejiklian and completed in 2015. However, the lift is only accessible to those passengers travelling on the Inner West Line. For commuters like Andrew Emerson, this is a big inconvenience. Mr. Emerson has to add an extra 30 minutes to his journey to work every morning, which he totaled up to be 240 hours a year because he can't get out at the correct Redfern station where the lift is located.
I work opposite Redfern train station, so it's a bit inconvenient for me to, you know, come to a station that's right literally beside my employment, and I can't access, you know, the platform to get off, you know, to get to my work. I've got to, you know, add an extra half hour each way to my journey. I've calculated that's an extra 240 hours a year just because I can't get out of Redfern.
Mr. Emerson is a 47-year-old paraplegic and has limited use of his arms, so he relies on a wheelchair to get around. He said it is easier for him to walk from Central to Redfern as opposed to getting the train.
Central to Redfern, definitely there are times because I can only get the train that actually gets to the platform at Redfern that's accessible. So in time, it's quicker for me to walk from Central to Redfern. And I enjoy it, you know, walking through the park as well. So it has its other benefits too.
Earlier this year, New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance announced some new initiatives to help people with disabilities get around the Sydney community.
Since coming to government, we've now delivered 38 accessible stations. We've now been able to provide 90% of commuters with access to accessible stations, and we're going to continue the program. We're going to get this job done. Very pleasingly today, I think it's great to be able to announce a couple new commuter car parks, plus new lifts and accessibility at a number of stations across the network. Very pleasing news for people right across the Sydney Trains network.
Despite Mr. Constance's announcement for new car parks and lifts, Samantha French, Senior Policy Officer at People with Disability Australia, said there are broader access issues that need to be implemented.
We need to look beyond just getting lifts put in. We need to look at accessible communication, information, having audible announcements, having adequate staffing on stations, that type of thing.
According to the Bureau of Statistics, in 2014, Redfern Station was ranked 7 in the top 40 busiest stations during morning peak hour. Between 6 a.m. and 9:30 a.m, 10,048 passengers exited from Redfern Station. Despite these high numbers, on the Transport for New South Wales website, it outlines that Redfern Station is not wheelchair accessible. Robin Eames, Disability and Carer Officer at Sydney University, spoke at the protest in Redfern and called for something to be done.
40% of UCID students use Redfern Station to get to class. 50,000 commuters pass through it every day, and a fifth of the population is disabled, and there is only one left.
Local resident Hayden also spoke at the event. They were late because they are legally blind and couldn't see the bus to get to the protest in time. For Hayden, being severely vision impaired means public transport is the only option.
It's incredibly difficult trying to navigate train stations, bus stops and ferry wharves as a blind person. The signs in the stations are impossible for me to read unless I stand less than a metre away, which often isn't possible, and the text on the signs at bus stops are so small that I can't see them no matter how close I get. There are no auditory announcements at bus stops, and those at train stations lack important information such as when the next train is due.
A spokesperson at Redfern Station said that they are, quote, working on it, unquote. But for commuters like Andrew Emerson, Robin Eames and Hayden, change isn't coming fast enough. Mr. Emerson again.
I am a taxpayer and I do have the right to, you know, have access to all of it. The amount of train stations nowadays are still inaccessible, when by 2017 they were supposed to be 90%, you know, accessible for all in the Sydney metropolitan network, and they're not. It's just very inconvenient. If part of my journey is inaccessible, then my whole journey is inaccessible.